Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Mraz. A happy Thursday to you. Is the media overblowing the Bills problems? Plus your best audio of the day, including Zach Gelb calling into Ryan Hickey on which show? It's the best of the DA show now. I was saying that on the run, and I said, wow, those two full days off felt like a week.
Right, and Monday almost is a day off. I mean, we were both home by like 11, 11:30.
Not for me. I worked in the afternoon.
That's right. So I had most of Monday off. Pete, were you here Monday, Pete? You were.
There were one of the nine
people back there. Uh-huh. So a lot of Monday, a lot of Tuesday, yesterday, baseball games, fireworks. It was a lot.
It was a lot. But we're here, man. We're going to grind through these next 2 days, figure it out, and then I'm on vacation. See you later.
We're seven, including today, seven Sean shows remaining.
That's
seven.
Right.
Seven.
6-4 a.m.ers left for me on the old alarm. So away we go. We'll find out, though. Next week, you have a fun week with DA ahead. I'm assuming he made a bit, based on the pictures, which could be from 3 years ago or this week, he's in Rhode Island and he made that drive up.
He's there. I guess they're still there. And he posted a picture of a hot dog yesterday.
I missed this.
Might have been, how do I say this delicately? One of the biggest dongs on a bun I've seen. Not in length, in girth.
Girth?
Yeah, and not, now it wasn't like a bratwurst, but that's a different beast. This is a hot dog. And it had some real heft to it, and it looked delicious, but it looked like you needed to be an adult to eat it.
DA had an adult girthy hot dog.
Nothing says America like that.
855-212-4227.
That's an early Pete check.
The number again is 855-212-4227.
Thank you.
It's Pete the Body and an invisible ghost with us on the other side throughout the day.
Pete the Body needs a break.
Pete the Body, after having 17 people on the other side of the glass throughout multiple shows today, just said, I'm by myself, pals. I'm a hard hat guy.
I'm not one to critique you, Pete. You know that. But I feel like you scheduled this one wrong. You had everybody here on Monday and then nobody today and tomorrow. Why wouldn't you spread things out?
Peace and quiet.
Yeah, I kind of need a little break. A little relaxation.
As we like to call it, peace and quiet.
That's actually a really good one.
That's not funny.
No, that one was funny.
That one was funny.
That should be the name of your... You should get a podcast and call it Pete's and Quiet. Right to the top.
All right, well, we have...
That actually was funny. I just like that sound.
Kaplan's got us going on Twitch, on YouTube, CBS Sports, radios. Never mind, that's watchda.com as well. Okay. We've got plenty to get into throughout the show.
Seven days.
Let's set things up.
It's seven shows, Pete. Count it that
way. Let's go.
Oh, man. The final hour of the show, we will be stunned to a news. Ooh, if Chris Curtis shows up. In the third hour of the show, we're going to take out some booskies with now what should be the quickest Thirsty Thursday ever. And the second hour of the show, we have a little sound check in which Carlos has inserted himself and already made sure to tell me and Pete yesterday that he had a sound check.
Yeah, Carlos with a sound check?
Carlos taking candidates for sound check, like it's the Oscars.
Yeah. He's good at supplying candidates. He's not good at typing out the sheet. So as we weigh the pros and cons.
At least he's not in it, too.
Oh, he wasn't? I assumed he was in it.
He's not in it.
Okay, well, that's a good tease. And plenty of NBA to get into. And we'll do like a typical DA show where DA comes back and likes to talk about things that were already talked about on the show, even though he was out. So we'll hit on Joey Chestnut as well. But let's be...
Wait, if you want to go back to the day one of the Dame Lillard trade request, be here Monday morning. Did you guys know that Dame asked out of Portland?
Oh, perfect. We will actually get to Dave. There's more updates on that. All right, and enjoy those headlines on Twitch because, boy, oh, boy, did I hit home runs out of the park today. But we begin with football news.
Seven more shows. We should start counting hours, Pete.
I'm getting there.
700 hours.
Oh, that's Rent. I did not. That sounded like Eddie Vedder at first.
7,000 hours.
Eddie Vedder on Broadway.
It did not sound like Rent. I wasn't going to get the free tickets in Manhattan.
Even flow. All right.
Jazz hands.
4 hours. All right, Josh Allen. He made an interesting admission yesterday and is pointing the fingers elsewhere in Buffalo. It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
I love him. That's my guy. The media has blown this so far out of proportion. Right? Like, we are in rookie or minicamp. We're not playing a game for 4 months. He doesn't show up one day. He's still there. You know, coach asked him to go home. We were in talks and discussions of trying to resolve some things, and it wasn't anything major. And media just blew it up. And they're still talking about it. Like, let it go. Let it go. There's no reason to continue talking about it. He was on the field with us the next day. You know, it was not a big deal.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Speaking of Rent, to have been in Rent, you were likely in Drama Club, which is exactly what the Buffalo Bills have become as a football team.
All right, I'll allow it, but I'll counterbalance it with on the heels of you patting yourself on the back for all of the headlines this morning, number one has a typo in it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Get your digs in. Is the media overflowing the Bills' issues? It's overblowing.
Yeah. Overflow.
Yeah. Overflow. Mono home, 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 home. All right, so we all remember last month
from the Schubert Theater.
Last month, Josh Diggs went home from Bill's minicamp.
Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Josh Diggs. Stephon Diggs went.
Seven shows minus 10 minutes.
Stephon Diggs went home, came back the next day, and day three, the Bills said canceled. And if you think they canceled for heat-related problems, no way. They canceled because they had real drama. Now Josh Allen. Let's just take you back a month. Sean McDermott said, quote, "I'm very concerned that Stephon Diggs is not here." Josh Allen said, quote, "I could have done some things differently." Well, maybe I'm paraphrasing that quote, but he took some blame on what was going on. It was very cryptic. And we had basically danced around the rumor mill about Josh Allen and his breakup with his girlfriend and what that had to do with Diggs. And then suddenly, the Bills may have leaked out a report that, no, Diggs is just unhappy with his role in the offense, his play calling. Come on. At that time in June, that's what he's unhappy for. And remember the screaming ahead of the playoff game? There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Buffalo. But now, because the media has leaked some of that stuff we had talked about with the girlfriend and, you know, whether Josh Allen might have been cheating on her and that blew it up, suddenly Josh Allen has the nerve to say, "The media is overblowing this. The media is the problem here. It's the media. The media. But yet in the midst of that, Josh Allen admits it was Sean McDermott who told Stephon Diggs you need to go home. That sounds like a dad breaking up two brothers fighting. I don't know about you guys. You go to this corner. You go to this corner. I got news for you. Josh Allen now putting this on the media. We've hit full spin zone in him not wanting everything to come back to him, and that's the wrong play here, folks.
I mean, this is the easy way out, right? To point fingers to everybody else. Now, I think it's worth pointing out that you specifically were the one that introduced all of the gossip and drama to this show.
DA
and I had no idea about any of this stuff. And you're like, wait, hold on. And all of a sudden you're talking about girlfriends and baby mamas and bars and whatever. So that
24,600,000
exactly.
Minutes.
So that's your fault. But what's their fault is we had Sean McDermott completely mishandling like a 36-hour media cycle of going, I'm very worried that he's not here. Then, oh, no, he was here.
Yeah.
He had a physical, he worked out, he went home, and then they canceled things, and there's all
that's
so
the thing.
Like something.
Folks, they can't get the story straight.
Because it's a real story, because
right.
It's something. Now, if you're now degrading the Bills or downgrading them from like a 12-win team to a 6-win team because of this, you're overflowing this. But if you're just wondering about
overflow.
What's going on here and thinking if this is chapter versioned, you know, infinity of a wide receiver being upset with an offense or his contract or his quarterback or whatever, like those are all valid concerns because the Bills were acting like there was something going on. So to
yes.
say now nothing's going on is BS.
It's complete BS, and something is clearly going on. And now at 855-212-4227, the number is 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of being fat. So, first of all, before we even get into another he who should not be named, but we're going to name him anyway for the point of contention, Badlands Booker, could we clap it up, wins the lemonade chugging contest that I'm pretty sure he invented because he's the only one good at it. He did it in like 22 seconds, a gallon of lemonade.
He won by default.
Which happened on the 4th of July, which was great because yesterday my father-in-law asked me if I was watching ESPN right now, Badlands is about to chug lemonade. And I said, well, that happened yesterday. Mm.
But really get all the juices in. And
you know, my mom does something similar. She called me Monday to tell me that Badlands was eating. And she goes, I think it's Badlands. And I'm like, there's only one. Like, there's no confusion. There's no one else in the world named Badlands Booker that looks like him. Like, that's him. And I know he's, like, she tells me things that I already know. It's
yes.
sweet that she cares.
Yeah.
But and she, like, she also forwards me Mets.com stories.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my job, Mom. Like,
it's
I'm on,
Mom's.
I'm on top of this. Like, it's sweet, but you don't need to do this. And I'm well aware that Badlands is participating in Nathan's on the 4th of July. That's what he does.
I actually think it's our parents. The three of us
yeah.
have the same thing.
You saw
my dad does the same thing.
And you saw my Twitter and Instagram when the Yankees had the perfect game last week, and I woke up to my mom going, just to let you know, the Yankees.
But see, at least that had some usefulness. Like, she thought maybe you'd see this before.
Oh.
Like, because you were asleep. Like, she thought maybe, because it was a West Coast game.
Yeah, and they're up on retired life.
She thought she was doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Right. So that one makes more sense than randomly sending me a thing from Mets.com about Justin Verlander's, like, dog at home.
On a similar note, my father, I told my father about Sean leaving the show.
My mom was happy about that, by the way.
Is she?
and then we have the big crying thing, and he writes on Twitter to Sean, hey, where are you going? I told him exactly where he was going
a couple hours
ago.
Tell him I'm sorry I didn't answer him either.
Anyway, no, I answered him. I said, Sean is leaving. I told you this.
Anyway, so Badlands wins the lemonade chuck.
Hey, where are you going? By the way, congrats on the new job.
It's unbelievable. Parents are great. They're absolutely great. So, were you guys prepared to watch the hot dog eating contest on Tuesday?
Yeah, at like 12:07. I went, oh, I got to put the TV on.
Same here.
And I went to it.
So, for the third straight year, something that I love doing, which is watching the hot dog eating contest, or maybe longer than 3 years, I had no interest in doing. And that, I'm serious when I say this. That experience I had with Joey Chestnut ruined it for me. Like, it used to be I had to be locked in. Now it's just like, whatever. But my sisters still care. My dad's. So, we're in, like, some kind of group text. So, I'm leaving breakfast with my mother-in-law because 4th of July is her birthday. And I get the old, we're bagging it. Canceled. Hot dog eating contest canceled because of thunderstorms. And now I'm intrigued. For one reason, A, I didn't want my 4th of July being rained out. I mean, it's happening at Coney Island, which is Bogues and Pete, for all of us, half hour away, not even, from our house. I'm like, okay, are we about to get started? I think if they're canceling the hot dog eating contest, they must think these are going to be pretty sustained. So I go to my old radar app and everything. I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense. There's isolated storms that are pushing. It's not going to be forever. Baseball games get rain delayed a little bit. So I'm like, that's really weird. So I made a quick crack on Twitter about, you know, Joey Chestnut's ego wouldn't allow him to start. And boy, did that comment come back to blow up in my face. Because then you get the image. And we didn't have a direct quote on this. So, again, we somehow get the most perfect picture of Joey Chestnut in a Nathan's hot dog eating jersey, looking all, like, yoked up, as the kids like to say.
Yeah.
Looking jacked up with this determined look. And somebody who happened to see him walk past just said, what was the exact quote? Joey Chestnut just walked by and they happened to have the picture and said, you know, we're bleeping doing this. I'm getting the guys. And America, who doesn't know the real Joey Chestnut like we do on the DA show, if you know, you know, went gaga for this tweet. Goo-goo gaga. That's an American hero. Nobody tells him he can't eat hot dogs. This, that, the other thing. So the hot dog eating contest ends up taking place at 2 o'clock. I have so many issues with this while America celebrated this. So many issues. Number one, how is it that some random person standing there gets the quote to go viral that we didn't actually hear and gets the perfect shot of Joey Chestnut storming back? Feels a little like set up to me. I'm sorry. It feels a little set up to me. And then it starts at 2 o'clock. Also, it gets bagged, but so many people are just standing, hanging around after it gets canceled that they still have the people there for the crowd. I don't know about you guys. If I was with my family and I found out at 12 o'clock this ain't happening, at 12:02, we're in the car.
I don't even know where to begin on this because I spent way too much energy and emotion on all of this.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this difficult because first it's you go there, we're in a rain delay. And I had the same thought, like, crap, look at the forecast. Here we go. When's this going to stop? How bad the day going to be?
I was more concerned how it affected me and my fourth.
Exactly. Adult. Then I see it's canceled. And I'm like, why are we canceling this? A, just do it inside if it has to get done.
Right.
B, wait. C, my fear is don't start telling me how they're like athletes and we can't make them wait any longer.
Yeah.
That if they didn't eat by 2 p.m., we had to go home now because they've been primed and ready to go and now they're not going to be in their actual like tip-top eating shape. Then you cancel it and then I'm going, well, it happened? Like then I see that he won. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean
he won? I didn't watch it. Right.
It was over because they couldn't, how are they going to tell you that it was back on again? Like, I wasn't sitting there, like, live following it.
Right. It was social media.
So the whole, and then the after effect being that, like, he willed it into existence, that he was like, no, we got to eat hot dogs. Ridiculous. So they ate hot dogs. Leave me alone.
So here's where I think there's something fishy about this whole hot dog eating contest this year. For better or for worse, Joey Chestnut still has a lot of people who love him from or were just, like, amazed at the freak show of him.
Don't you feel bad for them?
Yes, I do.
So many people were like, yeah, I'm here for, like, a friend of mine was like, in Coney Island, let's do this show. I didn't want to ruin her day, but I wanted to tell her that he's a schmuck.
I had this dude that shouldn't. Was like, you're wrong again as usual. Joey's our hero. I'm like, you don't even know. You don't even know. Because I was like you a couple years, and you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why it's fishy. So enough people knew to stay around, despite the fact that we were flat out told it was canceled.
Right. Once they say that word, I'm out.
So what did they tell the people there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because nobody stands around in a thunderstorm if you're told something. I'm sorry.
Thinking they're going to uncancel it?
Yeah, that would never happen, number one. Number two, Joey Chestnut happens to be the one, not multiple eaters. It was like he came out for his photo op to say, what's going on here? It was
stomping like through the barriers.
And for those that, all those people that care about do this Joey, there is a portion of America that's kind of over the hot dog eating contest, a large portion, because if you look at the viewership numbers, because it's not competitive. You're not watching anything that's truly competitive anymore because he owns it. So how do you add a little drama? Well, Joey Chestnut went on the same stupid media tour he's gone on every year, pumping up how to watch the hot dog eating contest. The weather report was the weather report here, Bogues, all week, which was isolated thunderstorms. Yeah. They were prepared for that.
Although apparently it was really bad in Brooklyn on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Worse than we had it in Long Island for whatever reason.
Fine. The point still remains, they were prepared, and you don't just cancel an event. and they didn't just cancel an event. And there's no way that Joey Chestnut actually swayed them not to cancel said event. I believe that this was, hey, it's raining, we're going to delay this, let's create a little drama by canceling and uncanceling it, and Joey will be the guy that saved the hot dog eating contest. That's what happened.
So the only...
And it was definitely whispers there. It's not really canceled.
Well, so the only thing that would lead me to believe that it's not what happened is I got multiple alerts, and I saw tweets, but things that I follow and send me little things, like... multiple things like, it's canceled. I didn't get anything that said they're eating at 2 o'clock. So, like, I just stopped paying attention. And I would assume that a lot of people stopped paying attention when they said this is over, because then nothing said, oh, rush back to your TV. We're actually doing this. So, like...
Somebody there told fans to go, hold on.
But what was the TV audience? Because I was gone.
Because
are the numbers out for that yet?
Bogues, I don't know. The numbers have dipped those weeks, but you know what you have? ESPN Plus streaming numbers now, and they all tally up.
And they go back and watch it after the fact?
Yep, it's a different world now.
I will say, I bet you they probably didn't say anything out there.
But then people's phones would have went off, because like news organizations were sending out
Push
notifications. But there could be somebody giving the, hold on, guys, hold, like that kind of deal. We're just in a delay, don't listen.
Because remember,
Josh Allen told you the media blows things out of proportion.
There's also a restaurant there. So they don't want them leaving the restaurant. It's probably their biggest grossing
Calling that place a restaurant is kind of an insult to restaurants.
I did hear, I think it was my brother-in-law might have texted us in the midst of this whole thing. The only thing that felt idiotic but I guess made sense, and I can't believe I'm going to say the sentence. He said perhaps it was because they cooked all the hot dogs and they couldn't have them sitting around for 2 hours and then worried about them being like sick because hot dogs laid out for 2 hours.
All the contestants get botulism.
I mean,
it's not a terrible thought. It just sounds ridiculous.
Because Nathan doesn't, those are not dirty water dogs. Those are, they're making on a flat top.
How many hot dogs did they just make and they're going to sit around for 2 hours and then what? If they start yakking, then it's.
Although,
I watched that actually.
Using our experience, that little hot box that they brought in one of those days with the little like insulated cooler, those things stayed fresh in there for a long time.
Yeah, but. Would they trust an athlete eating 70 of them or people out eating 2 of them?
Right.
So
well, the other thing with this whole Joey Chestnut thing is on this media tour, he was complaining about how he lost 5 hot dogs in last year's competition because of that protester. So he had an agenda to go up there and and be in this contest regardless. That's why he probably was like, oh, let's go. He wasn't being a hero or anything. He was worried about himself.
And then there's the betting world.
Uh-oh.
Then there's the betting world. The over-under on him, I think, was at 71 hot dogs or something like that, and there was belief that sportsbooks were flooded with overbets. So by delaying this a little bit, books might have called one in. You make Joey wait a little bit, it's going to have him take the under now. Now he's all screwed up and he's off his game. Throw him all flustered. The under hits, everybody loses their overbets.
So on the heels of the Shams... FanDuel NBA draft conspiracy theories. Now we got a BetQL one for the hot dog eating contest.
That's right, baby.
All right.
Is there anything more depraved and pathetic than betting on the hot dog contest?
Yes. betting on preseason football.
Right. Yes. Look who's doing updates for you tomorrow. 855-212-4227.
Who is it, Schwartz?
I'm teasing Schwartz. I wanted to see if anybody would laugh and pick up.
That was good.
All right, Greg Caserta, what do we got?
Guys, we are sponsored by Progressive Insurance, and save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. The NBA keeps Woj busy in July, and the vaunted ESPN reporter announced yesterday that the Mavs and restricted free agent Grant Williams are finalizing a 4-year, $53 million contract.
Nice work.
Yeah?
I'm saying 4 years, $53 million. Nice work if you can get it. Play a little defense.
Part of a 3-team sign-and-trade with the Celtics and Spurs. San Antonio gets forward Reggie Bullock and an unprotected first-round pick swap in 2030 from Dallas, while Williams' former team, the Celtics, as well as the Mavs, get 2 second-round picks. With all this moving and shaking, Woj said, I have no idea what this means for anyone other than Grant Williams. I love when draft picks get moved 7 years from now. The world could end, and between now and then... You didn't think about that one, did you?
No, I didn't.
Right? 2030, they're going to move picks. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, the world could end.
You never know.
You never know.
I'm always planning. Since Adam Silver and his alien neck care about the well-being of the players around the association, Ja Morant, they've decided that Vegas is where to be. No NBA team there yet, but it's coming, maybe in 2030 when that three-team trade goes through. The new
Make the A's an NBA team.
Yeah, it's coming. The new in-season tournament that was just approved with the new CBA is set to bring its final four to Sin City. It will take place on December 7th and December 9th. More details are set to come out on Saturday.
We're going to get to this in hour four, but there's going to be plenty of people listening now that won't hear us in hour four. Let me just say this. You're going to do this stupid tournament nobody cares to begin with, and the whole thing will begin and end in the midst of football season.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, come on. You think as I'm Christmas shopping and trying to figure out if the Giants need two more wins to make a wild card, I'm going to be locked into Las Vegas?
I don't believe for a second that you do your Christmas shopping 2 weeks before.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I usually start in September.
Wow. You're good about that.
Yeah. Stocking stuffers usually 2 weeks before. Oh, no, I'm done before then. Yeah.
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, I get ahead of the game, baby. Now, Damian Lillard, speaking of...
You got a hairball?
Yeah, we're pro-Dame, I think, on the show, for sure. Damian Lillard has been nothing but loyal to the Portland Trail Blazers to the point where it felt, like, painful that he was asking out. But now, as the reports have come out, this is Damian Lillard. Yeah, I want out. I want to go to a contender. If the new reports are to be believed, and that is Damian Lillard only wants to go to the Heat, I start to become anti-Dame, Bogues. You could be as loyal as you want to go to a contender, but the team that you're just playing for that owns your rights should also have the right to kind of get the best deal possible within parameters, right? Like if they're looking to trade him to the Houston Rockets and that doesn't make sense, I understand. But if there's other teams involved, to say I would only consider going there and I want to go there, I haven't heard it's Miami or you might as well just keep me. I've heard, no, I want to go to Miami now. Now, who knows if he's actually saying this? But if that's the case, I mean, can we calm down?
It's weird because he doesn't have power, like through a no trade clause.
Right.
But he has the power of Damian Lillard to be like, and I don't.
It's Dame time.
I don't agree that the Blazers, like, owe him anything.
No.
In terms of, like, sending him somewhere. Now, they shouldn't,
no,
I guess,
that was Lillard's pad if he wants to hop out of there.
Right. Now, I did also see somebody, too, say that the idea that teams, like, remember players remember how teams handle these situations.
Get serious.
They don't.
Right.
And the example was Blake Griffin, whom the Clippers could not have loved more when he, at this point, he was peak Blake Griffin, gave him a big contract, and like a year and a half later, they sent him to the Pistons to get rid of his salary. And people still want to be a Clipper. No one's like, oh, I can't play for them. So the Blazers don't need to worry about like pissing off the rest of the NBA or any future stars that might want to go there. But it, there is something to the, like, Lillard has some leverage here, and he might as well flex his muscles as much as possible and just force him to be a little more creative. It's going to take a third or a fourth team, but we've seen this before. He's going to be a Heat. Like, he just, he is. Like,
is that what you say? He's going to be a Heat?
It's weird, right? He's gonna be in Miami.
He's going to be on the Heat.
It's going to take the Nets or somebody else being involved to take Tyler Hero and redistribute things, but it's going to happen.
No, I agree. It's going to happen. It just feels weird to say that it's only going to happen. But, so you just changed course. Was that a misspeak, or you actually say that?
No, I mean, I don't say it often.
Because you can say he's going to be a Laker.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't say he's going to be a Heat. You say he's going to be a Magic? He's going to be a Jazz?
No, it doesn't make sense, and it just came out. I don't say it all the time, but the better way was probably to say he's going to be on Miami, or he's going to be on the Heat, but I would have said he's going to be a Knick, so that's where that came from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not like having your misspeaks called out?
I'm not fine with it.
Because that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete, how about you? Do you not like having your misspeaks called out?
It's going to be called out anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
So, I mean, part of the thing is that there's a difference between misspeaking and then saying something that makes no sense. And there's also patting yourself on the back for a great line and then realizing the line has a typo in it.
Or did it?
Overflow, boo-doo-doo, pork boots, pork boots.
Amiclubby. Boom, boom, boom. All right, so by the way, as we pivot real quick, Petey, I am on vacation next week, and then I will return for what should be the final week here.
What does that mean?
What should be the final week here. Any more sieves from DA here on what you guys have planned?
Sieves? What are you talking
about? I don't even know what the word's supposed to be.
If you think
message on like marching orders?
You think the circus is coming in here with cakes and balloons?
No.
And,
the reason I asked,
kick you out the door.
I was going to do another decade of DA because I wanted to follow this up on the chestnut thing in just a moment. But now I'm afraid to pull anything because I don't know what you guys have planned. And I could potentially do something tomorrow.
No. Do what you want to do.
Okay. So there, Bogues, you heard that?
I heard it.
Well, that actually,
I heard that sieve.
Like a president is leaving.
I might as well be. I don't.
One of a kind radio talent.
I don't.
Holy old crust.
I don't blame Pete because DA will probably come in next Wednesday with ideas and tell Pete he's got 2 days to figure this out.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm he's munching on huge hot dogs and Narragansett beers in Rhode Island. You're waiting here to do something. He's got nothing for you yet. But then next week, sieve after sieve after sieve.
Here's seven ideas.
So going back to our poll question on Joey Chestnut, I don't know about you, Bogues, but man, I think we found real value in the decade of DA this week because we played back that moment with Joey Chestnut, which we talk about like in common tongue here on the DA show. And, you know, it's been played back in clips from that. It's not original that was played back. But boy, the amount of tweets that I got of people going, screw Joey Chestnut, after hearing him on the DA show. You realize how many new listeners you bring in over like the course of years. And there were a lot of people, put it this way, a lot, this was not one, that I guess heard that Joey Chestnut moment, actually heard it, not just mentioned, for the first time. Oh boy, were they inundating my timeline with screw this guy, I'm so happy to root against him, or tagging people who were cheering that he eats 64, whatever, you shouldn't be rooting for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The power of a decade of DA, playing back these moments has real value.
We won over EJ. EJ, in the middle of the show on Friday, went full 180 and had Joey being a full-on like bad guy in like wrestling terms. And then EJ was tweeting live on Tuesday about the cancellation, how that was Joey's fault.
Yeah.
So EJ's leading the charge here, anti-Joey Chestnut.
I love it. EJ's really brought the fire. And what is this now? We got a home run derby bracket? When did that start?
It's been a couple of years old.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Now that I say that. But
I do think that maybe we know this sooner than usual.
Who's Garcia that's facing a Rosarena?
Adolis from the Rangers?
Yeah, Texas Rangers.
Okay. Adley Rutschman, Robert Jr., of course, everybody knows from the White Sox. Pete Alonso.
You've got
Julio
six,
Rodriguez.
You've got six good names in there.
Mookie Betts versus Vlad Guerrero Jr. Who's Robert Jr.?
He plays for the White Sox, and I would love for somebody to who knows more than this. His name is Luis Robert Jr. I think he's Cuban.
LRJ.
I'm perplexed why his first name is like Hispanic, Luis, but then we don't say like we just say Robert. Well, which is like the American, like you'd think there'd be some kind of accent somewhere.
There might be a different way to say it.
I love languages. I love names.
What do you call the little thing that's usually over an N?
A tilde.
I was going to call it a till.
Yeah.
Tilde.
Like when he was coming up, I figured it was like Luis Robert because he's not right. From Long Island.
Like Guy Hebert, but it should have been Guy Herbert.
Yeah.
Or Guy Herbert.
It's interesting to me that one name is like ethnic and one is not, at least from our vantage point.
Well, he'll be in the Home Run Derby nonetheless.
He will. He's the number one seed somehow. That one I don't understand, but I don't really think that matters.
Yeah, well, there you go. The bracket's out for the Home Run Derby. You get six big names, which is good for baseball. I won't see a lick of the Home Run Derby or All-Star Game. I'll be up in, as my daughter's calling it, George Lake.
Are you sure it's not your daughter, not just you?
No, she told me, Daddy, we're going to George Lake. It's Lake George. Never been up in that area. Usually not a lake guy, but you know what? Old Shawnee will take a kayak out and paddle.
You might like a lake. Now, it depends on what the lake situation
is. You know me, folks. I'm an ocean and pool guy.
I know, but a lake...
It's dirty. It's mucky.
See, that's the thing. We were at a lake in Connecticut that was like kind of man-made, and they actually can control like the, I don't know, vegetation or whatever in the lake, so it's not muddy and gross and kelpy.
Mm.
And it was almost... It wasn't a pool, but it was less grimy and lakey than I thought. You didn't have to walk in through like mud and gunk and clear like the weird entry point and you're out. Like it was nice. I could live there.
Okay. I've seen the Great Lakes. I've been up in Toronto.
Yeah.
I've been in Chicago. And those look like oceans because they're so massive with waves. So I do get that aspect of like calling that a beach. But even so, the sand is different. It's rock. But I'll be at the ambiance. You know, get me in a pool. Look out.
Yeah.
But because of that, I don't even know if I'll get the All-Star game on Tuesday night.
You might get the All-Star. I mean, there's going to be TV where you're staying.
I don't have electricity.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you go back with two kids to the room with one TV in one room.
Well, they're going to be asleep at some point.
Okay. And then I'm sure my wife's going to be really looking to watch Luis Robert on Monday night.
She's going to be asleep, too.
And Ferro's going to tweet, you know, you have a TV in your pocket. Call the phone. Who can watch TV like that on your phone? I mean, maybe a quick show on the elliptical, and away we go. So there, we just gave you a little story of me over the last 17 minutes or so. When we come back...
Wait a minute, you're not getting on an elliptical anywhere during that time up there.
Okay, so for those who don't know, I'm a big workout guy on vacation. I find it to be, it's got to be part of my workout. I'll probably go for a run around the lake, assuming you can run around the whole lake.
I don't think you can. Lake George is a doozy.
Yeah?
Yeah, that might be, that might have some distance to it.
You should try and let us know.
Anything 10 miles or less I could do.
You're going to do a 10-mile run for fun on...
It'll take me 2 hours.
I'm going to be away from the family for 2 hours on vacation.
If I wake up like 6 o'clock, be one with nature.
Oh, come on. Yeah, the whole point of vacation is not to wake up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but if you're one with nature...
Stop being one with nature. You're not like you're Jack Hanna.
I like having a clear mind. I like having a clear mind. I like going out there, I like petting a deer. I like running around.
So Lake George is 44 square miles.
Coming?
That seems, for our normal human running, too much.
Give it a shot.
44 square miles. But that's the internal. So that doesn't mean it's 44 miles around it.
I mean, that's the general size. Like so it's length times width gives you square mileage.
So 12
mileage.
And 12?
Or like 20 and 2, some form of something.
So I might have to go 20 miles.
Yeah.
And then take an Uber back. I can't see
running a marathon.
Do they have a bridge over at any point?
That I can't speak to.
Do lakes have bridges that cut, like walking bridges?
Some lakes that aren't too wide, sure.
Okay. All right.
Does Lake George have a bridge? That should be the poll question.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you know, one of those walking bridges you go over? Da-da-da. Do you think I'll see any bears?
Definitely. Tails and not.
Yeah, there's bears over there.
And you know I'm eating at a very mediocre breakfast place, too, over the course of that. There's 100%.
There's a brand name place that's probably very weak
yeah.
in the service.
For sure.
for sure, with the waitress that's worked there for 40 years.
So you do right. have plenty of running trails that are set up around the area.
Bingo, bam.
But it's not around the lake.
Okay, but I can go through a trail, be one with nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, find a good one with a bear on it.
Coyote, you know.
Like you, one with nature. Stop with this nonsense. One with nature. You're not.
I exercise more than anybody on the show, including DA.
That's not the point.
I am with nature more than anybody on the show.
I don't think that's true.
With nature. Nature is not the target around the corner.
Oh, so you can't be one with nature and one with
target? That's not nature.
I go to the parks. I see the animals.
Which parks?
I bird watch.
Yeah, okay. You bird watch, yeah.
I go up to the top of my daughter's clubhouse. She has binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
And we look up at the birds. Okay. There's mourning doves. There's blue jays who are nasty little critters.
Blue jays.
In your trees, in your backyard. That's not exactly nature.
Yeah, sure it is. A tree is nature. A tree is a tree.
All right, go run with a bear on the trail and tell me how to report back.
Right. I'll do an Instagram live from there.
Yeah, okay.
Reed Phillips Radio will be locked in. All right, when we come back, your best audio of the day, including Dave Martinez, Draymond Green, and Ryan Hickey, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, folks, here we go. It's the best sound of the morning. And I'm assuming the Ryan Hickey clip that will close the segment is the one suggested by Carlos with a clip on this Thursday morning.
That is correct.
Okay, the other two got to us naturally. Begin with some baseball. Ellie De La Cruz has been a popular name on the show the last couple of weeks because he is pretty damn good. And the Reds are staying hot in the NL Central. Last night in Washington, De La Cruz coming up. And the Nats had umpires check the knob of his bat for this little rubber device, took it off the bat. Then someone from MLB headquarters told him the thing was okay, put it back on the bat. De La Cruz crushed a 455-foot home run, turned to the Nats dugout, pointed at the thing on the knob and went, "Is this okay?" And then took his trot around the bases. Here's Nats manager Dave Martinez on why he started all of this.
It wasn't a big issue. I just want to know what that was. I don't think that I haven't seen anybody. You know, I know what the device is, but I've never seen nobody wear it during the game. So, you know, I just went out and I even told Quinn, like, I'm not trying to make a big deal about it, but he's wearing this thing on his bat. So they checked it, and when he came back and told me, hey, it's legal, I was all good. I think they understand. I hope they understand. I mean, you know, I play with Freddie. You know, Freddie knows I'm not trying to penalize this kid. I'm not. I mean, you know, I love the way he plays the game. I don't like his antics, you know, after he hit the home run. We could do without that. He's only got 2 weeks in big leagues, but, you know, he's going to be a good player.
So a couple of things here. Ellie De La Cruz allowed to do a little look at the dugout when they check your bat. That's cool. It's also cool than that to check the bat. Like, I'm all for that kind of stuff. Pine tar, you live in a world now where you're in the travel, baseball, whatever, and you're checking whether the bat's legal or not. All those things are in play. It's part of the game, but this is the way you get burned when you do it, is a guy then smokes a home run and shows you up. The problem is the first sentence or the second sentence. Dave Martinez knew what this is. It's a little rubber thing that goes on the end of your bat. It actually connects to a phone, an iPad, whatever, and it can tell you swing data. And it actually, I think, is able to project, like, where the ball, like, how well you should have hit the ball based on your swing. So it can do, you know, your swing velocity, plane, all that kind of stuff. So that's what it was. It's a training tool. It has no effect on the bat. So if Dave knew what it was, he probably should have kept his mouth shut, because in the end, he made Ellie angry, and Ellie had a 455-foot home run to make the Nats look silly. Draymond Green is next. He and Chris Paul, we touched on this last week, too. Draymond talking a good game now that CP3 is his teammate. Here's more on why he loves Chris Paul, courtesy of the podcast P Show.
I think he brings a couple things. After the Lakers series, Steph said in his press conference, we ran out of variety. If they're taking this away, mm-hmm. you can go to this. If they're taking that away, then you can move to this. Our team last year didn't have a variety of ways that we could score. And I think CP adds another thing to the menu. But I'll tell you one more thing that I think it unlocks, and I actually look forward to learning this from him. I think Chris Paul will completely unlock Jonathan Kuminga and his growth. CP is great with young guys. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton looked like a bust before CP came to Phoenix. No disrespect to Ayton, but more so a nod to CP.
Yeah.
What he will do for Jonathan Kuminga and unlocking Kuminga is huge.
So, specifically, DeAndre Ayton stinks again, right? And CP3 was there still?
Also, how long did DeAndre Ayton play before CP3 got there? 1 year?
Right. So, but the bigger picture is the backtracking here and almost like trying to rewrite history. And as competitors, Draymond doesn't like Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I don't think, liked Draymond and the Warriors. But here's again Draymond Green now buttering up CP3 because he's on board now. They're teammates.
Yeah, totally ass-kissing. You went from I didn't like the guy to I respect the guy too. I'm going to tell you everything I know about the guy and why I like him. I mean, and by the way, what if Jonathan Kuminga doesn't get unlocked? You talk about unnecessary pressure put on Chris Paul.
Yeah. It'd be nice, though, if somebody could unlock one of those young bigs for Golden State. That's part of the problem where they are. I mean, James Wiseman is a complete and utter bust.
Do you think when he unlocks him, he has like a number pad? Or
it's a code, yeah, CP3.
Oh.
Yeah, you just do the what? So that's like a two and a what? What? Where's the P on the phone dial?
I don't know.
On the number pad. Seven.
Seven.
So 273 is how you unlock.
273. All right. Finally, Ryan Hickey slipping up hosting the Zach Gelb show last night, which prompted a phone call. Ooh.
Josh Allen was in the news today, and I think confirms what a lot of Bills fans fear is when it comes to his relationship with Stephon Diggs. We'll tell you what that is when we do return. It's the Ryan Hickey Show. I should say it's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio with Ryan Hickey filling on in. I apologize. I'm being distracted here. I am just a total mess. I don't think this is Zach Gelb, but also I can't confirm nor deny that. But we do have a Zach calling from Portland. Hello, Zach.
Did you replace Zach?
Here we go. I knew it. Zach Gelb on the Zach Gelb Show with Ryan Hickey filling in. At this point, if I'm Philly, again, and especially I'm a fan. I'm not a Sixers fan, but I was a Sixers fan.
I thought this was the Ryan Hickey Show.
No,
That's what I heard before the break. I heard you're running me out of town already.
I have Ack giving me faces. I got, you know, Carlos giving me the spirit fingers over here. I crumbled. I'll be honest. I crumbled
so
under the pressure.
They were messing with you?
The lights were bright here, and the pressure got to me, and I just forgot where I was for a second. I thought it was like 2:30 a.m., not 6:52.
What a coward.
What a hot take.
Hickey talks faster than me, which is saying a lot.
Now, look, Hickey did something that I appreciate because I do it all the time. When you screw up something, just kind of laugh at yourself and move on. So he did that. I mean, Zach calling in. Take the day off.
That's the lead story.
No big deal.
Take the day off.
Your radio off. He listens to this show. He listens to other shows. He's, you know, he's tweeting at Perloff during Maggie and Perloff. Then he does his own show.
Yeah,
he's still listening to JR after the fact. He's on vacation now, listening from whatever Portland he's in, listening to Hickey.
And here's the thing.
Take a break.
We are all guilty of this. I listen in specifically during Canadian Bakings. I want to hear the grades and hear how I'm getting screwed. Pete will listen in, and then we purposely say things about him knowing he's listening in just to get him really all riled up, which is one of my favorite bits. Oh, every day Pete's out. All right. What are we going to say about Pete today? Let's test and see if he's listening. We get him riled up.
I am listening.
Yes.
You're always listening. That's what we're always mean.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what is the bit there that Gelb's going to be listening to that? Also, it's a holiday.
No,
it's just, I guess, the day after a holiday.
It's just Gelb.
Didn't an edict come down from management that...
Edict Falco?
What other show was she on?
Nurse
not
Jackie.
Funny.
Very good. Don't be so hard on the kid, you know? You're a little mean sometimes back there.
Thank you. The kid.
Didn't something come from down the hall that I pointed on radio, down the hall, that certain people that work here aren't allowed to call other shows
I am no longer touching that subject. On
this network.
Whoa!
This is news to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
That I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're thinking of something else with other network.
But didn't that same person also call a weekend show on this network?
No. Unless I'm not privy to that. As a caller?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I am completely in the dark right now.
He produces the JR show.
Oh no!
And didn't he call one of the weekend hosts here?
Oh, and with a different name, right?
I don't know if it was. Well, yeah, because I think the host knew the voice.
I know there was a different network.
Well, he did both.
Never mind. He called me.
He's called. And
he
then
called me as Dave in Memphis.
I'm David Shepard with your CBS Sports Radio update.
You're right. He did.
So.
And pretended it wasn't him and then hung up with the tape.
So was it okay then for Zach to be doing that? Calling other shows on the network?
Well, he's calling his show.
All right, I guess
DA called this show to tell us he had a baby.
I guess that's okay. I just.
Finally. The Tennessee Titans. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
All right.
Took a long way to get there.
No, it's just a little weird.
Like me going around Lake George on a run. 855-212-4227.
I'll be back tomorrow.
You a vacation jogger, Greg?
Oh,
like waking up early?
No. It's vacation. It's the point of vacation is to not jog.
Let me ask you guys. Okay, I understand that it's vacation. You go away for a week, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. You don't feel like crap because you're not eating home-cooked food normally.
Yeah, I feel like crap.
You don't feel like crap. You don't think.
If you're not feeling like crap, you're not doing vacation, right?
Don't you need a little metamorphins to kind of fire in your head?
Those are not things you can have. So I will.
What do you call them?
So he combined
endorphins.
He combined Metamucil with endorphins.
Yeah, or metamorphosis.
Yeah, so basically your idea of running is it helps your mental health, but it also makes you go to the bathroom quicker. So that's good.
Everything makes you go to the bathroom. Right?
You should have seen me. Never mind.
Friction up, friction down.
4th of July.
Look out.
Falling up on a Tuesday.
Finished my bike ride.
Woo.
Woo, Nelly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
By the way, real quick, I barely seen Twitch today. Sorry, Twitchers, the pork butts, I love you. Apparently, Gelb wasn't on vacation. I say he filled in for Maggie, which I did know because it was something I want to bring up in a little bit. I saw a potential for another food challenge on Maggie and Perloff. Hashtag calm down. And it involved Gelb.
I would also argue that Gelb working and then immediately keeping the radio on to listen to Hickey might be worse than listening while on vacation.
Well, I don't know. I listen on my way home sometimes to Writer Than You.
I don't know. I need a break. I'm done here.
Yeah? You're out?
Now.
All right.
Goes off unless there's a big news story.
Exactly.
The Pete Pilotti radio story. All right, Pete, why don't you start us off on a Thursday?
Pete's
Thursday.
And quiet.
Pete, you love Pete's and quiet.
I do love Pete's and quiet.
I'd listen to Pete's and quiet.
Yeah.
I'm actually toasting that. I'll toast my Pete's and quiet the next couple of days to raise Booski to that. But I'm also toasting Italian ices. I feel like they're greatly.
Finish.
They're greatly underappreciated. And the more we do the holidays in the summer is where you see them. start perking up more and more.
Sure.
The Italian ice places. And I'm in a really big kick of it with one particular place. So I'm trying every flavor and bringing home a little pint for the family and whatnot. But Italian ices, they hit the spot. Whatever you have them, you can never go wrong with Italian ice. There's never a time where you're like, ugh, this Italian ice. It never happens. You know, it always will satisfy you in some way. So I'm toasting Italian ices. Booskies to them and hashtag toast them.
Hashtag toast them.
So I made a big faux pas on the 4th of July.
Spell right? Faux pas when you're done.
F-O-U-P-A.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Bob's Bar had their, you know, 4th of July gathering. My sisters had friends over. Yeah. Some neighbors came through. A neighbor walked in as I was handling stuff in the kitchen with my kid and handed me a box of Italian ices, like the lemon Italian ices. I stuck them in the freezer. I completely forgot until yesterday that when they put out dessert to tell anybody that there were Italian ices in the freezer, and nobody got Italian ices on the 4th of July as a result of me. Here's my issue with Italian ices. Ice cream is better. So while I'm not anti and I don't like Italian ices, every time I'm posed with the option, I'd rather just have ice cream.
Now there's the one place that
hold on.
I know.
The one place that does the cream, the
yeah.
ice, the ice cream.
I like the Italian ices that are creamy, not the frozen water ices. Right. I get it.
The vanilla with chocolate chip? Oh.
So that's a second noise we got. Yeah. Got
Golden Grahams?
Yeah. Golden Grahams?
Not Golden Grahams. Graham Cracker.
Okay.
I've tried
no,
that.
No, it's good. Excellent. It's certainly good. I just always lean ice cream. That's a fault of my own.
You're not wrong that ice cream is better, but there are times where you need an Italian ice.
Are there times you need
yes.
an Italian ice?
Yes. Pete's right here. Now, I wasn't sure when you began your Booski if that was going to be the Marino's, like in a cup Italian ice.
I think it's everything. It's the specialty ice places. It's Marino's where you can flip it over and you get the crusty side.
Yes.
Excellent.
Although, there are few things I hate more than the wooden spoons that come with Marino's Italian ice.
You gotta use
I like
spoon.
A wooden spoon.
Oh, those. It's like they don't want us to eat the ice cream.
It's no,
like
a, it's old
like
school.
Punishment. Like, this is too. It's like a,
nah, you're working for it.
It's splinters in your mouth.
Chisel throw.
Well, it feels like a Depression era thing. Like, okay, great. You can have ice cream, but times are tough. You're gonna eat off a wooden spatula.
That's a little taste of the past.
It can't
like
be too
that.
Good. So here's to balance things out. Get a splinter while you're having your...
That's usually out the window, and I'm using a regular spoon.
Yes, exactly.
Tonight, by the way, big Schwartz move by me.
Okay.
Local ice cream place by us doing kids get ice cream for free summer night tonight. 6:30 to 8:30, so after soccer. Only Taylor scores a bunch of goals. I'm doing the Schwartz free ice cream move.
But you're not doing it every week.
Yeah.
But do you need to buy your own thing to get their free, or just free for them?
It doesn't matter. I'm buying my own food.
Right, but what's the deal?
I never even looked into it. All I knew was kids. It doesn't matter to me because I was going to buy my own regardless.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
I do.
But I'm specifically going to go to this place now because of it.
That's not a Schwartz move. A Schwartz move would be if it's a new place in your town and there's a line, you would tweet about it hoping they would hand you a cone instead of waiting online.
Yeah, that's true.
Just taking advantage of a deal is not a Schwartz move.
Or if you go every week and take advantage.
Can I tell you something? You get an ice cream with Reese's Pieces.
Or you
peanut
rent a kid
on?
To get a free ice cream.
Can I build off that a little bit? I think a Schwartz move would be like if it's kids 5 and under get free ice cream, he would tell Bradley to crouch down and use a baby voice.
Yes.
That would be the move.
Me want vanilla. I go stack the melons, daddy.
All right, Greg, what do we got?
So, with all of the joshing that we do on this show, a lot of it's good-natured, I'm going to salute you, Sean Mraz, for having so much fun with you on the radio, doing morning radio with
That's
you.
That's nice. Thank you.
It is our last time doing morning radio together.
We're not going to do this again.
No.
This is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just... This is my last one with you, so I'm going to make it very quick.
Wow.
I've had so much fun being on this show. I'm obviously going to miss doing morning radio with you. I like to think that I know what good radio is because I didn't really listen to sports talk growing up.
Okay.
I listened to Opie and Anthony. I listened to Stern.
Yep.
If you ever listen to Joe Rogan talk about how he started his podcast, it was from doing Opie and Anthony, which he called a fun hang. This show has always been a fun hang. It's why I always loved doing it. And so I'm going to miss you terribly, and I know you're going to crush it in the afternoons.
I appreciate that, Greg. The good news is I think we're still going to see plenty of each other.
I think that's a safe
bet. But thank you. I've had a blast. You have fit in here seamlessly. And you will continue to do so, I think, in the future of the DA show without me. So that's the good news. The good news is people get more of you.
Hashtag toast them.
Yeah. All right, folks, what do you got?
I hate this segment. I trash it again. I never have a good one.
I know. And now Greg's going to make me cry.
So I've been on a search for a new TV show to watch, like on my commutes in and out of the city, something I'll download on my iPad. It was a struggle to find. I feel like I guess I've been watching too much TV.
Okay.
So I think I found a new thing I'm going to catch up on. It's called The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max or a Max.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed until recently. And yeah. It's on season 3. That's right. Yep. So yep. I'm only 4 episodes in. The show's hilarious. If you don't know anything about it, it's John Goodman and Danny McBride.
A religious family.
Yeah, they're preachers. Yeah. And
but
they're
like
not
band
preachers.
Yeah.
But specifically for us, there's a character that just got introduced in episode 3 or 4 that's called Baby Billy. And it has nothing to do with Billy Jacalone, except that makes me think of Billy Jacalone. So can we call him Baby Billy?
I think we have
sure.
to.
Sure.
All right.
Big Baby at a landfill.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Baby Billy goes to Tucson. We combine
Big Baby
them.
And the landfill for.
I mean, he's been dying to follow Kevin Durant out there anyway. So.
That's true. So I guess toast to John Goodman and the Righteous Gemstones.
Wow.
And Baby Billy.
Toast.
How about John Goodman dropping 200 pounds?
Yeah. And you can as
200 pounds.
This episode, like season 1, episode 1, like he's in the middle of losing all of that weight. And that's pretty startling then. To see him now is crazy.
So he's lost more since season 1?
Because he keeps losing weight.
Is he sick?
No, he's just gotten his you-know-what together.
This was a quest by him.
Good for him. Good for him. Okay.
How old are his kids? Did he meet that deadline, Pete? Do we know?
I think so.
he lost 200 before a birthday?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny.
Thanks. Pete left.
I'm going to toast DA show quotes on Twitter.
Ah, they're the best.
It's not even for the obvious. The obvious is I now use that as a source of, for instance, newsflash. If I'm struggling to find an epic fail, I'll click on that account and go back and see if there was something that could jog my memory. But yesterday, I'm getting the girls ready. We're going to go out to my aunt's house or whatever, and I'm just, going to be scrolling. I had no idea who filled in on the show yesterday, unlike Zach Gilb. With all due respect to you, the listeners, I didn't care. Same deal with the 4th of July. I was seeing some tweets, whatever. But the fact that DA show quotes is still up and at it when it's not DA, me, you. I mean, geez, was Boyle? I don't even think Boyle was here. Pete's not here.
No.
It was EJ and Ryan Botcher.
And Caserta was here, right?
Mm-mm, not yesterday.
Oh, not yesterday. And there's DA show quotes still giving you the nuggets there.
Yeah, it was Bart Winkler yesterday because
Bert.
I think he had a Joey Chestnut takedown.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
Maybe that was one of the things I saw. But anyway, I didn't even pay attention to exactly what DA show quotes was tweeting, but the fact that he was tweeting at all with quotes from the show on, just another guy in here not doing the normal stuff, I just find it amazing, and I find the commitment level unbelievable. And in my move over here, out of here, I think that I'm going to miss that uniqueness of that Twitter account being attached to every word I bumble and say like an idiot, and it just... It's absolutely genius. So toast DA show quotes.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast them.
We got a couple tweets coming in. Incognito Man, today I'm toasting all the elite skaters competing in Milwaukee trying to qualify for Team USA of figure skating. Hashtag booskies.
Booskies.
How about that? Qualifications on July 6th for Team USA.
For what event?
I'm assuming the next Olympics. Aren't we going to Torino?
That's too far away. We're qualifying for the Summer Olympics next year.
Or Paris.
Or maybe you qualify to get into the qualifications? Or maybe the World Juniors?
Or World Championships?
Paris, I thought it was Torino. Didn't we say last week?
No, Torino was years ago.
Yeah, it's
you guys say...
No. Hold on. This is what happened. We didn't know where any of the Olympics were. Paris is the next summer games in 2024. The next winter games are in Italy. You yelled Torino. We said
Italy's
no.
Italy's not that big. It's
like
Delaware.
And you're still yelling Torino.
Okay.
That ties it
fine.
All together.
Yeah. Whatever. So it would be Italy then.
It's Italy, but it's not Torino.
All right. So not Paris. Okay. Dixieland Dan. I'm toasting to late afternoon summertime porch sessions. Boy, thank God that didn't say poor. That time of day when the temp gets comfortable, it's getting dark, you're on the porch with an ice cold beer in the porch swing, talking with your buddies, and the skeeters aren't biting. That's a top three beer. Hashtag toasty. I think
hashtag
skeeters.
Toast them.
He means mosquitoes.
He does. Yeah. Thanks for translating.
Oh, wait. Did you ever hang out with your wife, or is only you and your buddies on the porch drinking Natty Lights?
His wife would ask you to not bring that up.
Yeah.
Just let it be. She likes it this way.
Adam, the former. You want to read that?
No, go ahead.
Adam, the former bath guy. I don't have anything or specific to toast. Okay. So I'm toasting to you guys for keeping us all entertained during the hot dog days of summer. And screw Joey Chestnut. Hashtag Booski.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag toast them.
Sparks gang underscore 330. What's up, fellas? Glad you're all back driving the ship. I'm toasting to me and my five boys having the house to ourselves this weekend.
Wow.
The wife and daughter will be gone. Here's to a weekend with my boys. Hashtag Booskies.
Does he mean friends?
If you've got six kids, you should always have a slight buzz on.
Is Sparks Gang serious? Six kids.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to offend anybody.
But please do.
Yeah, I'd like
you
to do that.
Yeah, everybody sit back. This is Sean speaking in 3, 2, and 1.
As a dad of two, I feel I've fulfilled my duty to any powers above. Six. Hashtag wrap it up. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, I figured you would kind of veer off and say that you would be going for the old snipperoo.
No. But honestly, I mean, my dad was one of seven, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
but then that's when the rhythm method was the preferred.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody had seven then.
Yeah, now? Are you kidding?
Again? That'll be the first.
Damn it. You said I had the kids out of the house without my wife. I'm like, what is going on? This is brutal.
That'll be the first elective surgery I get.
No, I don't have
for me. I will.
I can't have anybody down there.
I'm with you.
They agree.
Yeah. No scissors, no nothing. Leave me alone.
You don't use scissors.
And you're awake for that, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think you are. I'm not finishing it.
That changes a lot, then, doesn't it?
I think that's like a local anesthetic kind of thing.
You need a thermos of Crown Royal for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're just sitting there. There's like a screen across your way. I don't think you're asleep for that.
No. Knock me. Punch me out.
Imagine how much five brothers must beat the crap out of each other.
Oh, it's got to be great.
I just can't imagine getting six people like out of the house. Two kids is insane.
And what do you drive? You take two cars everywhere you go, or do you drive a school bus?
Well, you have our boy Monzo used to work here at one of those weird like converted like a
van.
Like a panel van.
No,
like a party bus you rent for a wedding.
Yeah, it might as well have had a pole in the middle of it and like coolers on the side, little ice buckets.
Imagine that's the kind of thing that definitely makes the beeping noise when you back up out of a spot at the supermarket.
100%.
Beep, beep, beep.
Dude, can you turn the Bluetooth on? We want to play music back here.
No, thanks. Mariana tweets, and Booskies to the kind grocery store stranger that turned in my phone and keys to customer service when I left them on my trunk like a dumbass. Wow.
Booskies.
Good Samaritan. I would have stole her car.
Toast them.
Yeah.
I think in honor of my Aces High shirt, I'm going to give it the old De Niro. Heck, God bless.
Oh.
God bless.
Oh. All right. And Darren in Cunha tweets in, Thirsty Thursday, here's the bogus coming to Boise. Miraz who?
I skipped over that one to be a gentleman, but thank you.
I like how you're reading, too. Like, the first time you're reading.
Wait a minute. Are you guys planning on going back to what? Did I miss this since I'm leaving? Are you guys going back to Boise?
You know what? I've been told that to keep you out of certain conversations
since you're no longer
part of the show.
Are you going back this fall and I'm gone?
Sorry.
That's for DA Show 2.0. We'll discuss a lot of things, maybe partially next week, but certainly the week of July 24th.
Are you serious?
DA Show Phase 2.
I've been dying to go back.
Well, too bad.
Have fun over there.
Follow along. DA Show quotes.
Yeah, have fun in Belmar.
855-212-4227.
With your professional remotes.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA Show is stunned to a news.
Fellas, a supermarket employee in Colorado was fired after he recorded three men stealing approximately $500 worth of laundry detergent from the store on Father's Day. Santino Barola, the King Supers employee, was alerted to a theft in progress at the store, and the first thing he thought to do was pull out his phone and record it. Barola, a former military police officer, walked out of the store, and the three thieves hurried to load up a black Chevy, one opening the doors, another throwing a basket full of items into the back seat, and another struggling to unload the full shopping cart. Barola recorded this video, posted it to TikTok, hoping that somebody would recognize the criminals. That video was seen over 1.5 million times. This man found out when he returned to the store for his next shift that he had been suspended. A week later, he was fired.
Whoa.
Reason being, the company that runs this store is Kroger. They've got a chain of stores in the Rockies, and they have a strict policy against employees chasing thieves or intervening in a theft. So this guy's trying to do his job, do the right thing,
but
he ends up getting fired as a result.
He's not intervening in the theft. He's actually probably doing the right thing. He's not chasing them down, tackling them.
Right.
I'm going to record it. It's our only way we're going to get these guys.
Not making a citizen's arrest like he's...
I thought we were building towards he got fired for not stopping them.
Yeah.
But he got fired for not stopping
for
them.
For not stopping them.
My dad years ago once tackled a guy with a pork loin in his pants. I'm serious.
My mom used to work at JCPenney. She has some great shoplifting stories.
Yeah.
One guy one time went into the changing room, blew up balloons into a duffel bag, and then walked out of the store to get tackled by security so he could sue them for wrongful imprisonment or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He wanted them to think he was stealing stuff so they would go get him, and then he sued them for that.
I went to a Macy's
once. He had done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I went to a Macy's once and put a pork loin in my pants, and when I got tackled, I was like, see, what are you guys doing?
People do crazy stuff. Somebody stuffed like a rotisserie chicken in their stomach and like left burn marks before. Bob's had a lot of theft.
I used to work in CVS when I was in high school.
Oh, imagine him running that place.
Oh, but there was...
The receipts are too long.
People would shoplift by putting a basket right by the door. Put the basket, everything in the basket, and then run out.
Yeah. Is that where you learned some of your tricks?
Well, whatever tricks they are, yes. We never chased that after them. We always would try to get a plate. That's it.
By the way, if I'm a supermarket, I'm hiring this guy immediately in the area.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. I was questioned once about a robbery. I worked at Sports Authority, and somebody cut a hole in the roof and came down.
What?
But they knew apparently like where the motion detectors were. They deduced what they took, so they thought it was like an inside job that people had tipped them off to like how the thing
what did
the
they
security
steal?
Worked. I don't know. I mean, it was like 1999. I don't remember the specifics.
That's a Mission Impossible.
But they like
stuff
knew
right there.
Where to go that they weren't going to set the alarms off. So they thought that somebody on the inside had helped them like plan where they should go to take stuff. So we all got questioned by police.
Were you sweating?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
So, like, your favorite band, Pearl Jam, dare we call it an inside job?
Even flow.
See what you did.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. I liked it.
All right. Jeremy's broken. So is our advanced analytics. Next, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
All right. Advanced analytics, the question of the day. Was the canceling of the hot dog eating contest all a quote-unquote work to make Joey Chestnut look like an American hero? 48.8% said yes, 51.2% said no, so almost a 50-50 split on that theory. Our analytics department tells us Chestnut said Wednesday, "I'm so bloated, I'm walking around Manhattan right now, had an arugula salad, and I'm terrorizing some toilets around here. It's not pretty, but I got it done." Ew. Some of Chestnut's other world records include a waffle, Eggo style, 81 waffles in 8 minutes. That's a lot of carbs. Taco Bell, 53 soft beef tacos in 10 minutes. I bet you I could put a dent in that. Gyros, 38-ounce gyros in 10 minutes. That's a lot, especially if they're fully loaded.
30 10-ounce?
Yeah. And in our final analytics note, Pete Bellotti has dazed the burn, so he won't be working much in September and October. That from our analytics department.
What will you be eating?
Who knows?
Okay.
Arby's. All right. When we come back, we're here. We're here.
Now it's time for your epic fail with me out on the producing side. We're going to do some throwback fails as we'll look back at some memorable Mraz moments, including this one from July of 2017.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Mraz, I'm so ashamed. I don't know how we can move on, and I honestly wonder if this is not a fireable offense.
And there's Mraz making a boneheaded mistake himself.
It was me trying to be heroic to save my dog because dogs are allergic to chocolate. I've been eating a chocolate chip granola bar to start the day, and I let my dog out. When I let him back in, I noticed he ran past me, and then he ran back, and I thought I had dropped the chocolate chip on the ground, so I rushed to pick it up and pop it in my mouth.
No! Mraz!
To save the dog from instant death from eating chocolate, instead only to realize that taste was not the chocolate. It was a long morning for me.
Why wouldn't you just throw out the chocolate chip since it's on the floor? Is that going to satisfy your hunger?
This is a question that has also been surfaced. I assume because I had only finished eating the granola bar maybe 3 minutes earlier that the 5-second rule was in effect.
What a crucial mistake and a drop by Mraz.
So I could pop it in my mouth. I knew it hadn't been sitting there for days.
It was shaped as a little chocolate chip?
I would say the shape was there. It was first glance. It was very small. It was early in the morning. It was a chocolate chip. But it wasn't.
What did this taste like?
Not a chocolate chip. That's the best way to put it.
Mraz is disgusted.
Tasted like what you'd think something like that would taste like. And immediately I woke my wife up, mouthwash, the whole deal.
Did you swallow?
Yes. Even the dessert coordinator doesn't know what to do with that.
You swallowed.
Pop the molly, I'm sweating.
You knew what it tasted like and you swallowed.
No, because it was just a quick, like, it wasn't like you don't chew a chocolate chip. I just popped it in the whole mouth and it went down. So it wasn't like I chewed and then swallowed, you know?
I was a little wet, a little drippy.
Did you have any stomach irritation after that?
No, I mouthwashed about 17 times, brushed my teeth multiple times, drank 2 bottles of water, and got on with my day.
I have stomach irritation, and I've only listened to the last 60 seconds of this story.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
So the classic, that was July of 2017. So if anybody wondering, did this story come up? How is this the fail? No, it didn't come up today. We technically don't have a real producer, and so to limit the work, we wanted to go back and play some good moments, funny moments, from me as the send-off, because we did that with the, you know, the hot dog eating and kind of a semi-decade of DA epic fail stuff. I could not believe 6 years ago this month, I popped a dog turd in my mouth and thought it was a chocolate chip. So if you've never heard that moment, now you have. That's exactly what just went down. And I still say I'm a dog saver.
So again, this is the flawed logic. It's one thing to pick it up and say I saved the dog, but you didn't have to eat it. You didn't have to eat it. You could have just picked it up and thrown it out and possibly saved your dog from eating a chocolate chip.
Yeah.
You put it in your mouth and it was dog poop.
I'll put anything in my mouth to save a dog's life.
Except you didn't have to put it in your mouth to save the dog's life.
Tommy Topspin, happy Thirsty Thursday. I'm toasting to finding old songs you really love but forgot about. Hashtag Booskies, hashtag Rabbit Hole, hashtag Bobby Caldwell, hashtag Warpin. There you go. All right. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti, executive producer, Wheels of Steel guy, do it all, man. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Thanks to Gregory M. Caserta on your updates, Bogues. Let's say we do it again tomorrow, buddy.
You might as well.
All right.
6 left.
Be good and be good to one another. The mothership disconnects.
And you don't wanna hate me.
You know that song?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.